Good afternoon, I'm Paul Ware at the 540 KNMX News Center with your noon edition of local and statewide news. This news is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete, State Employees Credit Union, and BTU Building Materials. The city of Las Vegas bought a garbage truck, paid $250,000 for one, but the truck has been sitting about 120 miles away down in an Albuquerque service yard for several months now. Solid Waste Manager Lucas Marquez said the truck had maintenance issues from the first day that it arrived when last year. According to Marquez, getting it back on the road will cost about $3,000. The city said repairs should be covered under the truck's three-year warranty, but officials claim that it's not being honored. The Canadian company that built the truck said it needs to see the maintenance records first. Meantime, the truck's been in Albuquerque unused for at least 4 months. Las Cruces residents say they're frustrated the city isn't doing something for the taxpayers, something they paid for. Veronica Martinez said it's ridiculous, wondering how the city could not pay the $3,000 for repair because the truck cost $250,000 in the first place. Monica said the city will pay to get the truck fixed, but it may pursue legal action against the manufacturer later. Governor Martinez is in Alamogordo today to announce hundreds of new jobs there. The governor and Economic Development Secretary John Varela are set to join Western Baking Corporation officials for a ribbon-cutting and announcement of a 300 to 500 job company that's coming here to the Alamogordo area. According to a press release, wages at Western Baking Corporation will average $14.50 per hour as well. Western Baking is a cookie and cracker manufacturing company that provides private label baked goods to retailers all across the country. It has invested $15 million in the Alamogordo plant, where two other bakeries have failed. A federal indictment accuses nine individuals of participating in a dimming-based ring that allegedly distributed large amounts of methamphetamine in several southern New Mexico communities. Federal authorities say the ring allegedly distributed methamphetamine in Dimming, Las Cruces, as well as Sunland Park. The eight-count indictment announced Thursday is the result of a multi-agency investigation during which undercover agents infiltrated that ring. Participating agencies included the Drug Enforcement Administration, as well as the FBI, the Las Cruces Metro Narcotics Agency, and Homeland Security. Federal officials say six people charged in that indictment were arrested yesterday, while one was already in custody. Two others are considered fugitives. Authorities say that an 86-year-old woman in western New York State tumbled off a cliff while she was doing some yard work yesterday afternoon. She was able to cling to a tree for about an hour before she was rescued. A Niagara Gazette reports that Beverly Blewett was raking leaves in her backyard there in the town of Newfane, New York, Thursday afternoon. Suddenly, the ground along the edge of the creek gave way, and that caused her to plunge about 30 feet into this 100-foot-deep ravine. She was able to hold onto a tree for about an hour before a neighbor heard her cries for help, called 911. Law enforcement and the firefighters were able to put her on a stretcher and get her back to safety. She was treated and released at a Buffalo hospital. But she's raking her leaves this day. We'll take a break at KNMX and have more after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by BTU Block and Concrete for all your concrete needs. Albuquerque officials are citing a tentative agreement in negotiations between the city and the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. In a brief announcement, it says that Mayor Richard Berry and festival officials are going to hold an afternoon press conference today. They'll provide details then. The sides have been negotiating for months on a new contract to replace one that expires this year. The festival rents the city park that they own for the Balloon Fiesta. The announcement didn't provide any details, but says the tentative agreement is mutually beneficial to both taxpayers and festival organizers. The agreement would be subject to approval by the city council and some other city officials as well. This year's nine-day festival was held just a week ago. The annual event drew hundreds of pilots and several hundred thousand spectators to the event. A Picris Pueblo woman is facing up to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to a federal indictment charging her with embezzling $132,000 from that tribal organization. The U.S. Attorney's Office says that Norma Mermejo worked as an accounting clerk for the Pueblo before being terminated in 2010. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Mermejo admitted in Albuquerque federal court on Wednesday that she took money on 144 different occasions over a two-year period. The plea agreement says Mermejo stole the money to support a gambling habit and pay expenses such as utility bills. Mermejo could also be fined up to $250,000. She has yet to set a sentencing date. We'll take a break at KNMX and have more in a minute. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade, keep listening to KNMX at 12:30. It's Claudio Tapia with the BTU Trader. This portion of the news is brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. A veteran federal prosecutor in Albuquerque is going to serve as the Justice Department's point person here in New Mexico for dealing with Election Day complaints about possible voting rights abuses and voter fraud. U.S. Attorney Kenneth Gonzalez has named Assistant U.S. Attorney Jonathan Gerson as election officer. He will be on duty while polls are open on November 6th. Gerson will oversee the handling of election-related complaints and consult with the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. if there are any. Public can reach him. Alleged voting abuses can also be reported to the local FBI office. Gerson was a prosecutor in high-profile public corruption cases against former state Senate leader Manny Aragon and former state treasurer Robert Vigil. San Juan County authorities say a man already facing a charge of escape from jail was recaptured yesterday after he managed to get out of a sheriff's transport van. The sheriff's office says that 23-year-old Andrew Wittenberg of Aztec used a handcuff key to free himself from his restraints. Then he broke out a window in the back of the van, and he was able to get out of it before he got to court. According to the sheriff's office, Wittenberg fled into a neighborhood where he took off his jail uniform. He there stole a pickup truck as well. A Bloomfield police officer, alerted by radio traffic, took Wittenberg into custody after seeing him driving the pickup and his long underwear. The sheriff's office says Wittenberg faces new charges that include escape and unlawful taking of a vehicle. We'll take a break at KNMX and come back in a minute. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening here at KNMX today. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by BTU Building Materials, everything for your building and home improvement needs. At least a few of the hundreds of people who showed up at an Albuquerque job fair got parking tickets for their efforts. Channel 4 reporting today that parking in the area of the New Mexico Workforce Connection Center job fair was jammed and some folks had to end up parking on neighborhood streets. A couple of those streets were marked no parking and they got traffic tickets. KOB reports that city officials told the station that officers issued about a dozen tickets, but they will be forgiven. According to Channel 4, officials say the city wasn't warned about the event ahead of time and that officers would have been more forgiving had they known. Air tankers are helping to fight two wildfires going in southwest Colorado. The U.S. Forest Service says that winds calmed a bit yesterday that allowed two heavy tankers from Albuquerque and a heavy helicopter to drop retardant and water on the Vallecito fire. That blaze has not forced any evacuations, though 18 homes have received pre-evacuation notices. It's estimated to be burning on about 230 acres, and it's 5% contained so far. It may have been sparked by lightning, but the investigation continues. Meanwhile, La Plata County Emergency Manager Butch Knowlton says two single-engine air tankers were dropping slurry on the Little East fire. About 35 to 40 homes in the Montezuma County area received pre-evacuation notices because of that fire. It's burning on an estimated 80 to 100 acres right now. A man who claims his girlfriend once had a physical relationship with retired Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Hines Ward is in custody on charges that he tried to extort $15,000 from the player. On a released video, the player had paid for sex. 26-year-old Joshua Van Auker of Pittsburgh was awaiting arraignment this morning on two felony counts of attempted extortion. Van Auker was arrested yesterday by detectives from the Allegheny County District Attorney's Office after he allegedly met with Ward's personal assistant, who paid him the money in exchange for unspecified materials that Van Auker said were proof of his claims. Detectives monitoring that exchange then arrested Van Auker. Online court records that Van Auker has a lengthy criminal history. We'll take a break at KNMX and have more after this. This portion of KNMX News is brought to you by State Employees Credit Union. Government investigators are reviewing the U.S. Border Patrol's lethal force policies amid a spate of deadly shootings. This includes last week's killing of a teenager who agents said was throwing rocks from Mexico. The Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General probe involves a review of accusations of excessive force. The director of the ACLU's Regional Center for Border Rights is saying that at least 18 people have been killed since 2010 by agents there. Eight were authorities who said they were being attacked by rocks. The review came after members of Congress sought a probe into the 2010 San Diego death of an unarmed Mexican migrant. Officials have told school lunch programs across the nation to check and see if they have Smucker's Unscrutable sandwiches that may contain peanut butter from a plant here in New Mexico that is subject to a nationwide recall because of salmonella contamination. The J.M. Smucker Company says it used peanut butter from Sunland Incorporated in limited production runs of 72-count bulk packs of those sandwiches, and they were then sent to schools under the National School Lunch Program. Spokeswoman says testing showed no problem so far, but as a precaution, Schools have been told to check and see if they still have any of those sandwiches from the recall lots. They have all expired or they expire soon. 35 illnesses in 19 states have been linked to Sunland. None have been linked to the inscrutable sandwiches. And there has been now a report of a 5-year-old girl in Roosevelt County near Portales that has been diagnosed with salmonella poisoning. The BTU Trader coming on 540 KNMX. Your host, Claudio Tapia, taking your calls at 425-3555. Right ahead, your Action 7 weather forecast from the Channel 7 studios. You're up to date now with Northeast New Mexico's news leader, 5,000-watt 540 KNMX Las Vegas. I'm Paul Ware. God bless. Have a great day. We'll see you Monday.